No, you know, like when we put up hay with teams, we'd come in at noon and grain our horses and tie them in the barn in the stalls and feed them a coffee can full of grain. And that was a good, cool place out of the flies. And we didn't unharness them, we just left them there. But place for them to rest at.
Do you have any places, would you have any places on a farm where animals could get out of the rain?
We don't have that much rain.
Yeah, that's right.
No, no.
Or storms or anything?
That wouldn't be something
we
I'd
have
be
sheds in the winter for the cows, when it gets the snowstorm. It's usually mainly just the fence, and maybe it's an open shed.
Yeah. Okay.
No, we don't have that much.
Yeah, yeah. I keep running into that.
Yeah.
Well, different places. I mean, some places in Colorado, rain isn't so much an issue, but at other places,
well,
most, for the most part, but like I was out in Springfield, and they don't get any water out there, so, yeah. What about different types of plows you mentioned? Would Fresno be considered a plow?
No, I no. don't think so.
Okay, no, that's a road scraper. Or
yeah, that's the thing to transport dirt or gravel or manure.
Don't plow off the ground.
All right.
They just stay.
Okay.
Oh boy, several years ago when we first moved back in 75, George Ward still had his team of horses and he'd plow his garden spot here.
Next door to his big one, yeah.
So plows aren't something you use around here too much?
No, no, not anymore.
Okay. ever heard of a gee whiz?
A gee whiz?
Yeah.
Can't think that I ever did.
Okay. What about a buck scraper?
Buck scraper.
Yeah.
What are they?
Buck.
You don't know?
It's kind of like that go devil. It's people use it differently in different places.
Okay.
What about a harrow or a harrow?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've used those a lot.
Okay.
And they can be, some of them have spike sort of affairs that you go through your field, your hay field, you know. Some of them are made out of landing mats from old airports, that sort of thing, you know.
Okay.
Just like out here where we have our horse and mule, every spring Sid goes out there in the hayfield. We pasture in the hayfield in the off season, like right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the manure accumulates, so you go in there with the harrow, and he.
What do they call it? What is that? Lady that wrote that book, you know, one chapter was on, she was a city lady and she married a rancher.
Oh, the lady from Gunnison?
Yeah. What was it?
Oh, I don't know. You've got both of her books in here. But, I know all about harrows. But,
okay.
And that's, you know, like this area, that's primarily what a harrow is used for, is to break up the manure and scatter it for the upcoming hay crop.
Okay. What are some other rancher's tools that we haven't mentioned yet that every rancher has to have?
Well, you've got to have a fence stretcher.
Okay.
You know, and I got well acquainted with those. I did the maintenance work in Swatch Park for 7 summers.
Mm-hmm.
In today's world, you know, you need a driver, a fence post driver, for driving steel fence posts.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the ones I've seen are always been homemade. And you, depending on how much of a horse you are, how heavy you have him built, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just...
I have mechanical... And then now,
I had Julian Worley make a couple for me when I was in the park, and I wanted one light enough to carry horseback to be gone all day from the cabin, but it's nice.